hear me?
Yeah.
So, tell me who's with us tonight.
All the regulars. You have me and
Barry. Well, Barry is here. He's sitting on my left side. And then comes up Yaakov.
Yeah, Yaakov is here.
And Simon is here. Yes, and then Moshe.
I'm here.
And Hosea.
Yeah, he's here also.
And what about Usher? Usher's with us tonight.
No, not yet.
That's it. Okay, we're optimists. We hope that he'll join us. He'll join us soon. Okay, Rabbi Shai. So, Brachim Aboyim, Brachim Aboyim. First of all, I want to wish Gemach Taylor to a whole Chabula, and it should be a wonderful year. We'll get a good sack, Ilamara, a good sack of good health and Panessa. And Nachas and the family, Nachas from your Mushbayim, and Shalom Bayis with your wives, and continue growth and Aliyah in the Avodas Hashem, in your Torah, and the Avodas Hashem. And it should all come together with Simchas Achaim Amiti and on the Yadi Amen. We're always thanking Yuri's daughters, thanking her as that we're able to sit together for the room that we're sitting together. Today, we have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the auspices of the modern technology that we can sit together in this way. You know, we're how many miles away? 60, 70 miles away, probably about. You know, probably, right? 60, 70 miles, maybe more, less. That through modern technology, that when we're sitting together in the same room, it's just amazing. We're so used to using it all the time for all kinds of, you know, purposes that we sometimes lose the perspective and the focus of what a wonderful chesed it is from Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there is such a, it's somehow Kodesh Baruch Hu, the fact that the sophistication, you know, of the knowledge comes down and they're able to, you know, to have the chokhmah, how this works, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so this leaves us, mamash, sitting together in the same room, even though there's miles separating us. Baruch Hashem. And we thank Hashem that we have our chabura, our modest chabura of people that Baruch Hashem feel and understand the importance of having such a group like this, and it's also a chesed that Hashem put together people that blend together and work together. Sometimes there are people that, you know, that the personality conflicts, and you know, sometimes it's people that, because of their character, the personalities, you don't feel comfortable sitting together with them. So even though the purpose of what you want to do, you feel motivated, but you just don't feel comfortable sitting with some kind of people. That's all, you know, personality, the characteristics, you know, that, so that's also a wonderful chesed that Hashem, you know, puts us together, that we have a common idea or a common goal together with people that you feel comfortable and you enjoy sitting with together. So that's a wonderful, chesed from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Shai, here we are in the service in Beit Tshuva, and getting very close to the wind-up of the climax of Yom Kippur. Just before we go on, I just want to just for a second interrupt and remind the Olam that Baruch Hashem Yisbarach, Wednesday night Chol HaMoed, we hope to have our Sukkot Mesiba. People say it's very inspiring and uplifting, and I'd like to invite you all Wednesday night at our sukkah, and here in Yerushalayim, Ponim Iros, if you have somebody that you feel that will enjoy it also, that you can bring them along with you. And it's those people that haven't joined us yet, it's like it's a very inspiring, enjoyable evening. It's like a concert together with top level professional musicians, and with this chizik and inspiring music and very uplifting ruach that Hashem we have. Okay, Boisai, should all live and be well and be able to mesamech together that Hashem at the sukkah. So we're basically saying that we're in the Tshuva and very close to the summit, you know, to the peak, which is the Yom Kippur. So, as we've been talking about the whole era of Rabbi Zayin, first of all, we want to try to get into the Ruchnis, the Kassim. We're living in, we live in August, September, October, but really, the world that we're really in, or that we should be in, is the world behind the nice picture of the birds and the trees and the flowers of the world. But behind that is a very close, there's a scene of Ruchnis, of energy and power and people running and coming. Hashem is coming and going and jumping and running. It's the world of Hashem's Meshuvah, the world of Ruchnis. It's a whole, all kinds of action and things running and taking place, volcanoes and storms and hurricanes and action, a lot of action. It's like the body, you see the person outside so calm, the skin, everything is nice, and the face and the smile, and then you just go beyond the skin into the body. So there's a liver, chunking away actively, and there's lungs, and there's a spleen, and there's the whole body, with the large intestines, and the small intestines, and the stomach, and mamish, all kinds of action. Outside, everything is so nice, with the skin, and the smile, and the person is sitting there, but when you just go under the skin, and go into the body, it's a whole different story, with veins, and arteries, and pulse, and blood pressure, and a lot of tremendous, awesome action going on. In the outer skin, everything is calm and quiet and peaceful. So that's the way it's the world of Ruchnius. The world of Ruchnius, you have to understand, there's all kinds of things going on now. People are being judged, and every day, because it starts by Rosh Hashanah, but the judgment continues, and we don't realize how serious that is, and the Shemesh and of being judged, and spoken about Ishmael and Wade and all kinds of Heshbainis. It's like a million house of action going on in the world of Ruchnius. And that's the world that we're really supposed to be involved in. So basically, this is our serious Meshuvah that we have to really take to heart and to realize that it's a time pepper that we have to think seriously about Ruchnius and make an inventory where we're holding and things that we have to improve. It's serious business. We have to think about them and try to improve them and think of how we're going to improve them. And we have to make decisions. A lot of beautiful things happened to people last year. Many people, their financial situation was greatly enhanced, improved. Many people that weren't married, but they had to find shidduchim. And many childless couples were blessed with a child, and many beautiful things took place. And the other side of the coin, we know there were many unpleasant things that happened to many people during the course of the year. Many unfortunate, unpleasant trees that happened to people during the year. And those unpleasant things, you have to realize that whatever happened, it could have been just one more session with him, between him and himself, and thinking a serious thought, and making a making kapara, for himself to rid himself of something that's undesirable actions or whatever, different negative aspects of his life, of his actions, and if he just had sat down and thought, that I have to make a commitment to straighten myself out with this or that, certain bina chavero, actions that he had, and how he treats people, and his attitude towards, certain kind of things, negative things, and he could have just had one more session with himself of taking things to heart that he should, which he didn't do, and whatever happened, whatever tragedy, whatever happened, wouldn't have happened. That, we have to understand that that's what it means, Rama Din, and that means judged, and all the negative things, undesirable things that we know about that happened last year. Understand that many of those things could have been avoided, especially in Sesame Chuva. It is a time of because it gives us an opportunity to take things seriously and to straighten out certain things more than the rest of the whole year. We have an opportunity these days that so many of these tragedies that we know about, we have to understand seriously that could have been avoided if the person sat down and made a commitment to straighten out certain things that aren't straight. That's what it means. That's what this all means. You see it in the Chazal, the Gemaras, and the Midrashim, and that's what it's all about. This is Neshuva. The same, but what I'm saying is repeat it over and over again. So I wish that that's what this is all about these days. And so the first thing is that, why do we need more, of a Uvda to do, to the person to make, to make an inventory, with himself, between him and himself, and take a see if there's something that he has to straighten out, with no monkey business, as I say, no monkey business, that this is something they feel that's wrong, and once and for all, to get rid of it, stop it, or some things that are missing in a Zavada system that should be there. A person is Shemayim, they tell them also, I say toys, not just the mirror. So some things that should be straightened out with himself that he's not doing, that Hashem wants him to do. So yes, it's a small inventory, and to take it seriously, and to realize, as they say, to look, at the last year, and think that he doesn't want those things, he wouldn't want those things, as they say. That's what Yira is. That's what Yira is. Okay, as they say, so that's a way that's cut out for us. Of assassinate you. What I'd like to also suggest to you is something that last year, an activity that we spoke about last year. First of all, just the comprehension of what Yom Kippur is. So I'd like to repeat to you a big insight to understand the comprehension of Yom Kippur, which I think is generally misunderstood. Most people think of the terms of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur like it's something that's connected with the tefillos that we say, with the davening. You're laying in bed. Oh, come on, you're taking things a little bit too far.
Please forgive me, for that terrible
for my guilt in allowing myself to verbalize what I did. So how does that compare with Jennifer, Russian, during the year, forgive me. Or he comes before Hashem with this episode, and he says, Hashem, I really have Charata sitting there and not controlling myself, and I take it upon myself, in the future, to do such a thing and to control myself and realizing how horrible it is to lower the esteem of somebody, where can you bear it, right? So, what I wanted to suggest, what they say, is, so how do we know the things that we did, in Kislev, and Cheshvan, and in Adar? So, I know probably the time is up now, everybody say, I don't have to catch the bus, but maybe you have Siddurs. I just want to just quickly go with you, suggest a certain technique, that's the word, a technique of how maybe you can access, different things that you might have done, let's say in Cheshvan, but if you think right now about Cheshvan and it's something you might have done wrong, I'm sure without any doubt that it's like blank. But so I'm going to give you a technique that maybe you can access it, and maybe if you're able to access it, then you can come before Hashem with that thing and say, Hashem, please forgive me for this episode, right? So the way Baruch Hashem, a technique to do it is that you think about Errol. Errol, of course, there's no problem. We just finished with Errol just now. So you think through Errol. If there's anything comes to mind that you can think of that maybe you want to use Yom Kippur, the dry cleaning services in Yom Kippur, to prepare for Errol. You might have spent the weekend in a hotel, with your wife, with the family, and something happened over there, a certain incident that you lost your temper or something, the class. So, but the Errol, you can remember. Once you think into Errol, from the beginning Errol to the end, so what you're doing is that you're stimulating your brain cells, and it helps to awaken Ov. So, I mean, Ov isn't so far away, but if you think about Ov, it's not so clear. It's like very, very dark and foggy. But now that you're thought about Errol, clearly, so it awakens, stimulates the memory cells of Ov. And you can think about, maybe something happened, and it becomes much more clear of than before by thinking about Errol. And there was Tisha B'Av, and then after Tisha B'Av, we went away for a few weeks, we went for a trip, we went for to you, and then something might have happened there, here and there. So once you stimulate it Ov, you'll see that that stimulates and wakes up Tammuz. Which right now, if you thought about Tammuz, it probably would be blank. But once you think about Ov, so this stimulates the memory cells of Tammuz. And this principle, you see that you can go back month after month if you stimulate Tammuz, so that will help, for season, and then for Iyar, and then for Nisan, and so on and so forth, that you see that you can't, imagine what it is until you have to do it, and the actual going into Nisan will help stimulate, Adar, until you can go back almost to Rias Tishrei, they say. So, this is a marvelous technique that can, because anything that you remember that comes to light, and of course you write it down on a piece of paper, and you remember something, and then you come to Yom Kippur by davening, and have a piece of paper in front of your hand, in front of you, of these different things that, this is what I want to use Yom Kippur to erase these. Yom Kippur is a tool Hashem gave us, a gift to eradicate, so I want to use Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur to help me get rid of these, these avarice. So it's chaval, if you don't do this, that Hashem gave us more of a system, as they say, to be able to make much more use, from this gift of Yom Kippur that Hashem gave us. Okay, let me say, I just again want to emphasize to you, if you try to do the priority of the Yom Chaveru, Yom Renan, that you should have that in mind, when we think of Kabbalahs, of searching for things that maybe aren't the Seder, I think, high on the list, Ben Chaveru, hurting people, saying things without being considerate, sometimes speaking too harshly to somebody, in a discussion, that you could have, entered them back without being so aggressive and, outgoing, and could have been more gentle in an argument or a discussion, and sometimes you have to reprimand somebody, and sometimes it could have been done, in a more gentle way. And in Asay Toiv, certain people that deserved they should have had your attention, they should have had more of a smile that you didn't give at the right time, and the attention that they deserved wasn't given to them. So the world of Ben Chaveru, as they say, is on the top of the list of things that we're responsible for, and that the Midas HaDin takes its toll on the parasha Ben Chaveru, they say, very much. So if you keep that in mind, as a priority in trying to examine, ourselves and take the internal inventory. Okay, well, please say, once again, and thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us this marvelous opportunity to be together with you all. I cherish all of you, and I cherish, the group as individuals and as a whole. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is our last session, for this season, and it's our first session in Tashin Ayin Vav. I forgot to take note of that, Rabbi said, but tonight was a very, 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 very special evening for us. Our first session in Tashin Ayin Vav, and Hashem should give us, it's a blessing to have a wonderful year together, growing together, and studying together, and all the brachot should come upon us and ourselves and our families and our Klal Yisrael. So when we say kosher pray to ask him, ask to say goodnight to you all. Maybe we'll say one day the Maruch Hashim tells it to you. Would you like to reply? We can hear from you.
And again,
wonderful year, that they say. So I've got to laugh. Good night, 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 good night